everybody. Rob Patrick here, and we are set for another fun-filled, intimate episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the improv comedy show that is made up in the moment and on the spot. Our first game, we're going to kick it right off, is a game we call Once Upon a Time. Our three players, John, Ty, and Jason, in that order, will be telling a fairy tale one word at a time. And the fairy tale they're going to be telling is Red Riding Hood. Gentlemen, when you are ready.
Once
there
was
a red
hooded
lady
who
loved
going
to
the
woods,
but
she
found
a
turd
from
a
wolf.
The
red
feces
from
the
possible
wolf
was
next
in
line
for
grandma
to
consume.
But
that
was
gross.
So
Red
brought
it
home
to
throw
in
hell.
Hell?
Let's just end that one there.
Consume?
I take this wolf turd to hell and I smite thee.
There was a line at Mordor behind Frodo in the ring. Yeah. Was Red Riding Hood with wolf shit.
Grandma was sitting with a line ready to anyway.
With red wolf
ashamed.
We're gonna move on to our next game called Alphabet.
Oh.
This is a game for James, Jason, and Ty in that order.
Okay.
We are going to start with the letter P. And these three are three sportscasters calling the Puppy Bowl. Gentlemen, when you're ready.
Paul, the dogs are out, and aren't they adorable?
Question. What is your favorite breed?
Really, it's hard to pick with so many adorable puppies on the field.
So mine, I think, is the Husky. Those little scamps are dumb as shit.
Those guys are great. Pretty quick, too, on their little paws there.
Under, over, are we taking any bets on this work today?
Vic, I have the chart up on the board, and it looks like we are going to see a slam dunk from the Rottweilers.
We stand to gain a lot of money here, boys.
X-rays show.
You know, that's a great point.
Disproportionate amount of injuries.
You know, that is a great point. We have gotten each one of these dogs medically checked, and each one of them is fit as a fiddle.
Zebra stripes? On a dachshund?
A very rare breed.
Boston Terriers are taking the field. Oh, and look at that little guy. He's just pooping everywhere.
Cute as a button. And the turd, it's the size of a button. It's just too much.
Now, dachshunds are known to consume other dogs under moments of stress, right?
Eat other dogs? I thought that was just my household.
Forgive my friend here. He doesn't realize that they are natural born predators.
Good God, the mess that can happen on these fields. It's just poop and discarded dog corpses everywhere.
How about we get back to the action? My cell phone's ringing. How about you just we move on?
I got a lot of money running on this. I'm not missing a minute of it.
Jersey really was a good place to hold that this year.
Kansas, the home of last year's event, will never ask for us back. They've said we're not allowed.
Let's take a look at the current numbers, and it looks like the killer Dachshund has actually moved into the lead.
My bets are coming in. I'm going to make a lot of money off this one.
Now, it is something we should have told people up front that this is the Puppy Battle Royale.
Oh my god, the Schnauzer! No! Oh! Oh, so much blood! Oh!
Possibly the most violent we've ever seen.
We'll call that one there. Oh, the Schnauz manatee.
That's what happens, you bring chows into the league.
Oh, exactly. Woo! All right. Our next game is going to be a game called This Just In. Our players are going to raise hands and chime in with news style headlines of things that just happened that they're going to make up on the spot. So we're going to turn it over to our players. James.
This just in, I feel I should mention a turd in this game just so we've done it every game.
John?
This just in, that ginger kid just threw a wolf crap in hell.
Jason?
Ginger kid.
This just in, studies show that scatological humor is on the rise.
Sure is, Ty.
This just in, it's been announced that next season's entire blockbuster list is going to be comprised entirely of sequels.
James?
This just in, Puppy Bowl ends after tragedy strikes an entire New Jersey town.
John?
This just in, oh, shit.
And Jason?
This just in, apparently the network's being shut down and everybody's getting laid off, so I got some shit to say. First off, let me just say that Carol is a...
Oh, I was going to let you run with that one.
Yes.
I tried to steer it away. I tried.
You did, buddy. You tried.
Oh, well done. Well that done.
Train was headed.
Yeah. But- Yeah. Right on the tracks.
Yep.
I think I'm the only one that hasn't said shit.
Our next game is going to be a game called Hello Caller. We are going to have Ty as the host of a radio program, and he is going to be taking calls from James and John regarding encounters with the Mothman.
Welcome back to Late Night with the Mothman. I am not the actual Mothman. This is actually just a metaphor. Our first caller claims that they have met a Mothman and or Mothwoman. Please join us on the line. Caller.
Hi there, MM. Oh, I can't tell you how long I have waited for this topic to come up. Now, I want to preface this, that I'm not one of those crazies that call these radio shows with these just outlandish tales about creatures that they've met or they've been abducted by, I don't know, Bigfoot or whatever the hell it is they talk about. But I have been the unicorn in a Mothman and Mothwoman thruple that has been going really well for me.
My God, I must know more.
Well, we met on FetLife. I was looking for crypto fun. And they were looking for a debonairly handsome gentleman, roughly in his 40s, who has a standing job. And, well, I was the only one that called. So me and the moth couple, we run outside. We bap our heads into light bulbs. More than once, we have found ourselves just eating sweaters. And it is the greatest love I've ever had.
That is just so touching. I would really love to know more about their mating practices and their avoidance of mothballs, but we've got another caller waiting. Caller number two, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for taking my call. I might have had a little bit to drink, but I'm in West Virginia, and there was this silver mothman, and I grabbed his muscular behind, and then all of a sudden he slapped me. So I don't know what that's about.
West Virginia mountain mama. Where were you specifically at the time that you were going around grabbing moth butt?
I'm in this town square. It's like Mothman museums, and there was the big Mothman brewery. That's where I was going because I heard
were at Mothman Fest.
Probably.
Okay, it sounds like...
oh my God, someone just slapped me again. I might have grabbed the Mothman's ass again. I don't know if that was a Mothman.
Yeah, no, you get away. No, he's mine. He's mine, and you are not going to get him. I was just on the phone with my radio program, and you fucked it up, and I'm just not going to deal with this.
I'm going to grab a butt again.
That is illegal.
Guys, we're leaving. Come on, let's go fly into a closet.
Oh, Mothman, you got sexy ass!
All right. It sounds like there is chaos at the Moth Pride Parade. Caller number three, thank you for holding. Are you also at the Moth Pride Parade?
No. Why would I go to that? That sounds like it's for a bunch of weirdos. I was just calling. Wasn't your show like the top 10 best pop hits last week? What the hell's going on with this radio station?
Well, modern music sucks, so that didn't really work out. So we pivoted to an all-moth, all-the-time schedule.
Who? What? You know, they are kind of hot.
Hey, could I request Blinded by the Light?
We'll just wrap that one there. Listeners,
moths in your area.
Listeners, remember, cryptid is not consent.
Look out for that new cryptocurrency.
That sound, listeners, means this is our final game of the evening. This is going to be a game for Jason, James, and John. It is a game called 1-2-3. Our players can only speak in those many words. Jason, one word. James, two words. John, three words. The three of them are taking a plane trip when the pilot passes out. Players, over to you.
Guys.
Hey, bud.
Going on?
Look.
He's sleeping.
Wake him up. Pilot?
The hat.
Wake him up?
Again?
He's drunk.
Why did we?
Mothman.
That guy
grabbed his ass.
Hijacking
the mask.
What the hell?
Screwed
Cuba.
Don't have passport.
Whatever.
Should we?
I don't know.
Dying?
Or robbed?
Or just fucked?
Loading!
Door open?
Get the parachutes.
Oxygen!
Bye, Jason.
Later, you sucker.
What's the mothman hijacking the plane?
What's going on?
We gotta hijack the plane because the guy passed out.
Yeah.
This guy's drunk. He's calling him a mothman. I
love mothman. How the improv path in James's mind didn't go, how can I save Jason? It was just, later, fucko.
Goodbye,
losers.
It's the wrong seat, dipshit.
As we have been recording this episode, we have been running all of the audio through our Humor Computer 6000. It has been picking out the funniest bits. Our winner this evening, John J. Galbo.
Uh-oh.
Heimer Schmidt.
John, as our winner this evening, you get to kick off our closing credits first by telling all the good listeners where they can find more Johnny J.
I'm gonna be headed to that Dairy Queen at the Pontiac Silverdome in Florida. Or I'll be at ACP Net Donut. I don't even remember. I'm drunk. I grabbed the Mothman's ass. Remember?
That Jason, whatever.
I'll be the bloody splat out there in Albuquerque. But aside from that, jpollardvo.com, twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer,
and Ty.
Apparently, I'm a drunk Mothman pilot.
Easy for you to say, Ty.
Yeah. High Anxiety Media at Twitch. High Anxiety at YouTube.
James.
At Rev Voice on all the social medias, or this is the one episode where I'm going to tell you to go to Mancer, MANCER.net. It's my website, and by the time you see this, something will be there.
Fair enough. And I've been your host, Rob Patrick. You can find out more about me and all of our guests over at IJOV.net. It is the home of Inside Joke Outside Voice. It has all of the links to our various social media platforms. You can please go follow us over on the socials. And it has the link to our YouTube channel. So please go like and subscribe so you get notified when we drop new episodes so you can listen to them before all of your friends do. Guys, folks, ladies, lords, thanks for listening and watching. We will catch you all next time.
Dude!